Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's 2:08. If you have just joined us, you are tuned to Radio Islam International. Welcome to the program Family Health Matters. I'm your host, Sister Zeenat. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, first up, as usual, it's health news. And today, inshallah, I'm sure you're aware of it. It's the Pregnancy Awareness Week. And this is what we are going to, inshallah, be focusing on today, inshallah. In health news, we're going to be looking at the benefits of exercising during pregnancy. And we're going to be looking at the, you know, how exercise actually benefits us. And we're looking at, how it can actually boost your energy, how it helps you to sleep better, how it lowers your risk of certain pregnancy-related complications, etc. Also, how it prepares you for childbirth. Now, there's quite a few reasons that I'm going to be sharing with you in a few moments. But that, of course, will be followed by an interview also with regards to pregnancy awareness. I'll be speaking to Sanette Pretorius, who is a group leader for Wayless in Pretoria. You're all aware of the Wayless group. Yes, I know it's a weight loss program that Wayless is all about. But we will be discussing the importance of a right diet during pregnancy and also during breastfeeding. Hopefully, we'll be looking at a few important questions. And she does a lot of pregnant ladies. You know, she has a lot of pregnant ladies in a group, so she'll be giving us a lot of advice, inshallah. But first up, health news and some wonderful benefits or great benefits of exercising during pregnancy. Now, you already know that exercise is good for you, but it's especially beneficial when you're pregnant. You know, many of us, especially now, you know, maybe in the past people didn't care so much about exercises, but really now I think even pregnant women are very aware and they know the benefits of exercise. But we're just going to reiterate it today, inshallah. It's such an important part of a healthy pregnancy that obstetricians and gynecologists would recommend at least 20 to 30 minutes of moderate intensity exercise on most or all days of the week, as long, of course, as you are not suffering from any kind of medical condition or of any kind of a complication. Definitely, your doctor then would advise you when to do, when not to do exercises. So, once again, very important for you to always consult your medical practitioner or your gynecologist or obstetrician. Now, here's a few ways where exercising during pregnancy actually benefits you and your baby as well. And this is, what working out when you're pregnant can do for you. Now, the first one is that it can boost your energy. And, you know, that is something that you sometimes really need during the pregnancy. You know, you feel so down and out and lethargic. So exercise actually can boost your energy. Pregnancy saps your energy, but regular exercise can help you get through your daily task or also help you cope with a demanding schedule more easily. That's because exercise strengthens your cardiovascular system, so you don't tire as easily and you have the energy to ride out stressful times. And with strong toned muscles, you don't need to put in as much effort to engage in any activity, whether it's just possibly, you know, just grocery shopping or sitting through a meeting at the office. So exercise actually would help in boosting your energy. Now, before you hop, of course, there's always, you need to be very careful. Before you hop onto the treadmill or into the pool or whatever exercises you are going to be doing during your pregnancy, please consult with your doctor. It is important because you may have some medical condition that requires you not to do exercises or even, you know, the type of exercises that you are going to be doing. So you need to always consult with your doctor and of course, the person that is training you. Okay, exercises also help you sleep better, and as we know, as you as you gain more and more weight through as the pregnancy goes on, you tend to be able to not sleep. So as your pregnancy progresses, finding a comfortable sleeping position can be a real challenge. But again, exercise can tire you out enough to lull you into a more restful sleep. And we all know that sleeping well during pregnancy is also very important. And of course, there's always ways that you can make yourself comfortable. There's so much of information these days where you just have to read up, and they give you ways and methods of making yourself comfortable. So it's very important to sleep well, and exercises also helps in this. It can also lower your risk of certain pregnancy-related complications. Now, studies suggest that exercising during pregnancy can lower the risk of developing gestational diabetes and preeclampsia. Now, these are conditions that can be very dangerous too, but of course can be managed very well as well. Now, if you've been diagnosed with any of these conditions, then you must be sure to talk with your healthcare provider about exercising. Very important, you need to speak to the person taking care of you, and that would definitely be your doctor or your gynecologist. Now, depending on your condition and how far along you are in your pregnancy, you may ask, or rather your doctor may ask you to limit or to avoid physical activity. Now, in women who develop gestational diabetes, regular exercise can make an important difference. One major study found that when women with this diabetes exercise moderately three times a week, their risk of having, a very large newborn was reduced by about 58%, which led to a 34% lower risk of cesarean delivery. It also reduces pregnancy discomfort. Now, regular exercise strengthens your muscles, which in turn helps your body cope better with the aches and the pains of pregnancy. Doing stretches and yoga eases back pain. Walking improves your circulation, and swimming can strengthen your abdominal muscles. So these are three very important exercises that one can do during pregnancy, provided, of course, that you are well enough to be able to do these exercises. It also prepares you for childbirth, and obviously it makes perfect sense. The better shape you are in, the stronger you'll become, when the time of labor and delivery comes. Giving birth can be likened to running a marathon, because both require stamina, determination, and focus. Though it hasn't been well researched, preparing for childbirth with exercise may ease labor and even shorten the time it takes to deliver your baby. And it makes perfect sense. If you are, healthy, and if you are strong enough and you are fit enough, then obviously, even delivering the baby will be much better, much easier, inshallah. Now, a recent small study found that women who participated in a conditioning program three times a week throughout pregnancy progressed through the first stage of labor more quickly than women who weren't in the program. So, again, very important. And, the three exercises that I mentioned earlier, I think that is something that is so important. And you need nobody to help you there. You just need to walk, and you swim if you can swim. Swim a lot, walk a lot, and do lots of stretches, inshallah. It will make it easier for you. But you need to know what kind of exercises. So once again, it is important to consult with people that can, rather with a professional. Also, reduce stress and lift your spirits. Definitely. If you exercise, obviously, you will feel much better. Stress-free, and your spirits will be lifted. Being pregnant can be stressful and leave you vulnerable and to mood swings. Now, a study once again found that exercise boosts levels of serotonin, a brain chemical linked to mood, putting you in better spirits. It works even better if you invite a friend, for instance, to join you. Not only are you more likely to stick to, with your workouts, but studies have also shown that having the company of supportive friends might be one of the best stress busters available. And if you're still feeling down, then talk to your doctor about whatever you may have. You may have prenatal depression perhaps, and you just need a referral to see a counselor. Stay in shape and practice important breathing techniques for labor and birth with prenatal yoga, and it will make it so much more easier for you during your pregnancy or during the labor as well. It also improves your self-image. Watching the scale inch its way up to numbers you've never seen before can, of course, be disconcerting. Staying active helps you feel better about yourself and also improves your odds of gaining a healthy amount of weight. And finally, it also gets your body back faster after childbirth. So, yes, when you've maintained your strength and muscle tone through your pregnancy, your body will have an easier time bouncing back after you've given birth, and you're also less likely to put on excess weight if you exercise during your pregnancy. So those are some of the reasons that one should actually be exercising during pregnancy, and alhamdulillah, it will make it so much easier to go through the pregnancy and also through the labor, giving birth, and especially after the baby is born to get back your figure, alhamdulillah. So yes, that's what we have for you where the benefits of exercising is concerned in our health news. When we return, inshallah, we're going to be speaking to Sanette Pretorius, and we're staying with the theme pregnancy, but today we'll be talking to her about the importance of nutrition, the right diet during pregnancy, and also during breastfeeding, inshallah. So stay with us. We'll be back in a few moments. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the program, Family Health Matters. I'm your host, Sister Zenith, and joining me online from Pretoria is Sanette Pretorius, who is a Wayless group leader in, obviously, Pretoria. And we're going to be talking to her about, the importance of a right diet during pregnancy and also a little bit during breastfeeding. We're going to look at why it is so important to maintain your weight, how much of weight one can gain, all those very important questions, inshallah. A reminder to our listeners that our lines will be open. If you do have any questions or concerns, please feel free to contact us. The number to dial is 011-854-1548. And you can also SMS me on the number 082-84-92-786. So if you do have any questions, please do feel free to contact us via these two ways. That is those numbers again, 011-854-1548, where you can come on directly and talk to us online. And you can also, inshallah, SMS me on this number, 082-84-92-786. Inshallah, stay tuned. Hi, Sanette. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Good afternoon.
Hi, Sanette. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Sanette, now I know you are a Wayless group leader in the Pretoria area. Tell us a little about yourself. Give us some background about yourself, please.
Okay, I think my passion for helping pregnant ladies really comes out of the fact that I was overweight after my pregnancy. I lost about 30 kilos, and it was in 1991, so it's quite a while ago. And after that, I became a group leader with Wayless, And as I say, because I had the trouble, because after my pregnancies, I, you know, just kept the weight and never lost it. It's really important for me to help other pregnant ladies. I'm in Pretoria, as you said. I'm doing 18 groups at the moment. And I have quite a few pregnant ladies in my group.
Okay, now, as we all know, that pregnancy awareness is commemorated to promote and educate women and the public about pregnancy and also enhance healthy pregnancies as well as healthy babies. Yes, you mentioned, you know, that many of us women, of course, sometimes just don't end up losing all that weight that we, you know, that we gain after having babies.
Yes.
You know, we go in slim and come out there and we just don't, I don't know what the reason is really. What could possibly be the reason why we just don't lose that weight after babies are born?
I think the first thing is, you know, it's quite a difficult mindset to get into when you fall pregnant, because for the first time it's sort of okay if you gain weight, and then, you know, it sort of gets out of hand, and research has shown, you know, if you gain more than the weight that you should have gained, the chance that you keep that weight is really very high unless you, you know, really try to lose it. So what we do as well is, just to give you an idea, is when a pregnant lady arrives, we sort of give her the information how much she should gain, and that is usually not more than about 10 kilograms. So it can give you an idea, if you pick up 20 or 30 kilograms during your pregnancy, you know, you sit with that 10 or 20 afterwards, and it's very difficult to lose it. So, you know, if I can continue, I can just tell you about what we do. When a lady arrives, she usually, if she's already overweight, she wants to lose weight, even though she's pregnant. But with Wiley's, we know that it's not healthy to lose weight, but what we really do is to help you not to gain too much weight. So that you, you know, if you gain, say, 10 kgs during your pregnancy, the chances that you'll be on your original weight within, say, a month is very good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Sinead, this is just before you, or while you are pregnant.
Yes.
Okay, so this is when, while you are pregnant and you come in and then you start trying to help the person actually just maintain that weight so that they don't gain too much and they don't lose also. The thing is, one of the things that you don't want to do, and, you know, people would think going to weigh less, you're going to be losing weight.
Exactly. Yes.
And losing weight, of course, is not one of the things that you should be doing when you are pregnant, or can you actually lose weight?
You know, if you're very, very overweight, we find that some women, because now you start eating healthily, so it can happen that your weight drops a bit. But, you know, we don't recommend it, that that will be the idea why you come to Wiley's, because, you know, it's not healthy, as you would know, for a pregnant woman to really lose weight like kilos. So it happens that someone might drop a 0.2 or a 0.4 and then start stabilizing again. So that is usually because they start eating healthily in the beginning. So, you know, what we do is to explain that to them, and to explain to them how important it is to really eat healthily. So, you know, that often people would say, "Yo, now I can eat for two." You'll know that.
But, yeah, that's very common.
Yeah.
And I think we take advantage of that, you know, when, you know, this is a one time you can put on weight and nobody's going to say you're getting fat.
Exactly, yeah. I think that is a big thing. So, yeah, what we have, which is very helpful, tell them how to eat. With Wiley's, we eat out of all the food groups, so you get all the nutrients that you need. So what we have is a graph, you know, where we plot their weight every week. So on that also you see that is not necessary really to gain in your first trimester.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people think, okay, I'm pregnant, so this week I'll pick 1 kilo and 2 kilos, I'll pick it up. But in your first trimester, by eating the Whalers way, you shouldn't gain more than a kilo. You don't put on a lot of weight in your first trimester, you shouldn't. And then gradually your graph starts, you know, to go up a bit by gaining, say, 0.2, 0.4 a week. So that in the end, you end up by about 10 kilograms. Mm-hmm. I think the fact also with Whalers is that you attend your group weekly. You know, it's easy to see, oh my gosh, I'm going up too fast. So I'll have to really look at that, whereas you go to your doctor maybe once a month.
Mm.
So it can easily happen that you then gain too much during that month.
And then it becomes quite difficult then to keep that weight, you know, to maintain it or to even not pick up more as the months go by.
Exactly. Yes, that is very, very true. And as I say, you know, to know that the reasons why you've got to eat out of each food group and why you have to eat healthily, that's also important to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because as you know, you'll need a lot of extra vitamins and things like folic acid and vitamin B6 and calcium and so on, and that you really get out of the wellness program the way you eat. You know, so that is also a bonus because you're eating healthy, your baby is healthy, and you don't gain too much weight.
Okay. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, we will continue talking about, the importance of diet during pregnancy, inshallah. And with me is Sanette Pretorius. She's the Whalers group leader from Pretoria, and she's been connected with a lot of pregnant women. So inshallah, when we return, our lines will also be open, so if you do have any questions or concerns, please do feel free to contact us. The number to dial is 011-854-1548, or you can SMS us on the number 082-8492-786. Stay tuned, we'll be back in a few moments. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Family Health Matters, and welcome to the program. We're talking about the importance of diet during pregnancy, and we're also going to touch on a little bit with regards to breastfeeding as well. But Sanette, I hope you're still there.
Yes, I'm still
okay.
There.
Now, you mentioned the first trimester. Now, that's basically the first 3 months of the pregnancy. Now, that's also a very, very difficult month, you know, where many women would be suffering from nausea and, can't eat food, things not staying in. It's just a miserable time for some women, not for all, of course. In that time, they can also lose a lot of weight. So what would you suggest? What is it that one should actually be eating during that time?
Yeah, that is why, you know, luckily with Whalers, they've got a very big variety from which they can choose. And we know that with the nauseousness and so on, they can't always really stick to a specific menu. So they can make their own choices, whatever, you know, they feel comfortable with, and they can eat at that stage. Well, we recommend things, you know, like that they spread the formula into a number of small meals. If you eat small meals more often, you won't get that nauseous. Try to avoid spicy foods and those kind of things, and just do your best, you know, that's all you can do. And luckily, as I say, you've got your group leader which can give you advice on that. So that you stay, you know, as close as you can to your formula. And it is possible, I should say, if you're very nauseous, it is possible that you will lose weight. But luckily, usually that falls, you know, after the first 13 weeks. But with the help of your group leader, you know, she really can give you a lot of advice on that. So, because when you join Whalers, you know, you get all the choices from which you can choose. So, if you've got got difficulty with one or other food that you can't eat, there's always something else that you can choose instead of that, which you don't have, you know, so much problems with.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Okay. Another question that I have for you, it's with regards weight before pregnancy. Now, many a times, you know, you are overweight, and I think you mentioned it earlier as well. You are overweight before pregnancy. Would you advise people to actually, you know, try and lose weight before deciding to fall pregnant?
Yes, I think it can be a very good thing. You know, if you plan to fall pregnant, it's very good to first work on your weight. And there as well, you know, I find it easier if someone's already in my group and they've lost quite a few kilos and then they fall pregnant, to just continue it from there. But I think it's very healthy because, you know, the risk of weight gain, too much weight gain or being very overweight during pregnancy, you know, is quite high, like on your joints, it's a lot of stress. I think I listened to you just now, and you also mentioned preeclampsia and, you know, the fatality rate until under babies is much higher, you know, under very overweight women. So, yeah, I think it's very good to, if you plan your pregnancy, to try and lose weight beforehand. You know, yeah, it happens that people fall pregnant without planning and then we've got to handle it from there. But I think it's a very good idea to first lose weight.
How does being overweight, of course you mentioned how it affects your pregnancy, but generally, how does it affect your health?
You know, in these times, we find a lot of lifestyle illnesses like diabetes 2, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, you know, all those lifestyle, which also results in insulin resistance, and it's got a lot of other effects on you. But just generally, you know, it's just unhealthy because your energy levels are low. So it's a vicious cycle. The more overweight you are, the less you move, and yeah, it's not good for you. Yeah, as I say, you get so many illnesses, you know, going with being overweight, and yeah, you know, just being like on your joints. People with a lot of weight complain about pains in their joints and so on. And yeah, you know, even with your self-image, if you know you're very overweight, so you usually can be depressed, and you know, life just loses its joy because you're not feeling good about yourself. But I think the most important ones are the concerns about diabetes 2 and high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and you know, it's so nice to in my group. See people who lose weight and tells you, you know, I was with my doctor and you're so satisfied because my blood pressure dropped and things like that, you know. So, yeah, you know, it's very unhealthy being overweight.
How does it, you know, if you eating well, if you are following a good diet, how does it affect your baby?
Yeah, you know, the thing is, it's so healthy for your baby. As I said before, you know, you get all the nutrients that you need. So you have a much healthier baby, and the fact that you don't gain that much weight is also more healthy for your baby. So, yeah, you know, you make sure that you get all the vitamins and so on in, and, yeah, the whole development of your baby is better, you know, by not eating too much, not eating too much junk food, giving in all the vitamins you need.
Okay, so that means eating well, and of course not forgetting the supplements and the vitamins and all that that you've mentioned. That needs to be taken. Your iron, for instance, I think those are some of the things that will be prescribed to you during your pregnancy. Those are absolutely vital to take as well.
Exactly, yes, yes. Now that is absolutely vital. And I, what I also want to mention is that we really want to, you know, it's important for us that the doctor knows that you are gaining weight, you know, so we want it to be with his permission.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, what's wonderful about weight is, as I say, is that we can give you that information. Also, is that, you know, if you need more folic acid, so concentrate on things like lentils and whole grain breads and spinach and so on. And, you know, it's not just like a diet. We don't just give you a menu. We give you the information of what you should eat, and you've got such a big variety that, you know, you will be able to stick to that.
Yes, I think that is absolutely important. Yes, with regards, you know, if one wants to, like you said, you mentioned earlier, it's important for us to, you know, your doctor should know that you are joining Wentless. So it's best to, you know, consult with your medical practitioner before joining Wayless, especially if you are pregnant.
Exactly. Now, it's very important. Luckily, they are all, you know, for that, because they know that if their patient doesn't gain too much weight, it will just be in their advance. So, but we prefer, and we actually tell our members they must have their doctor's permission, and they must know that they are attending Wiley.
And the benefits of actually losing weight, what are they, especially if you are pregnant?
Yeah, if you are pregnant, you know, I always tell the people, it seems like you're gaining weight, because, you know, you see on your graph that you are picking up, but actually, if you stick to your graph, you are actually losing a bit, because, you know, your body changes. A lot of people will think that it's only the baby developing, so why must I gain 10 kgs if my baby's only weighing 2.5 with birth? But there's a lot of changes happening in your body. You know, your placenta, the breast tissue gets more, your blood volume gets more, amniotic fluid and the maternal fat stores, that's all part of the thing. So I usually explain to them, you know, even though it might seem that on your graph that you are gaining, you actually might be losing a bit, so, and that you will only know after the pregnancy. So, yeah, as I said, we don't really recommend that you really lose. You might come down a 0.2 or a 0.4 or 200 grams, 200 grams, but not big losses.
So no, it's not drastic loss that we're looking at.
No.
Definitely.
No, we don't look at drastic losses.
Okay, we're going to take a short break once again, and when we return, we, you know, we're going to talk about a little about, you know, the losing weight after birth. You know, inshallah, that's going to come up at immediately after the next advert. But just a reminder to our listeners, perhaps you have any questions, please feel free to contact us. The number to dial 011-854-1548, or you could also SMS me on the number 082-8492-786. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the program Family Health Matters. Yes, we're talking about diet and nutrition, you know, during pregnancy. Now we're going to look at what happens after birth. Now, many women struggle after birth to lose that weight that they've gained. You know, how soon after birth can you start a diet, taking into account that, of course, that you are breastfeeding, and does does it in any way interfere with your breastfeeding if you are, you know, just on a diet then? Sunette?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, have you heard that?
Yes, I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, luckily with Wireless, you know, you can continue as soon as you are up and about, and you can attend your group, you know, because with Aqua's pregnancy, your Wiley's formula are designed to help you lose weight after the pregnancy, but also it prevents unhealthy weight loss, which can have a negative impact on your milk production. So I know it's very important for ladies, you know, to lose weight fast after the birth. They want to lose it immediately, and yeah, we help them with that. But some ladies will lose faster than others. We also find that, but the most important thing is the nutrition that you also must have, because your body needs it for extra energy for more production. It's quite interesting, you know, how much energy your body needs for every 15 milliliters of breast milk it's got to produce. But luckily your formula helps you to consume the right amount of food that can help you lose that weight but still be healthy. You know, I know pregnant ladies, after having the baby, they would like to lose kilos a week. But if you are breastfeeding, an average of about half a kilo per week is healthy, and that doesn't have any impact on milk production. With crash diets, taking too little food in can later on in your life have health complications like osteoporosis. Because you've got to keep in mind that the nutrients that your baby needs will be pulled from your body into your breast milk no matter what. So you must feed yourself properly to still have a healthy baby. But yeah, you can lose weight, and that's the good news.
Okay. And of course, the good news is that you can still produce that good milk, and the baby can, alhamdulillah, also have as much milk as it needs. And I think I have seen it somewhere that you do have a lactating diet, isn't that so?
Oh, can you just repeat that, please?
I said you do have a formula, rather, for lactating mothers as well.
Yes.
So basically you have a formula for every kind or every type of person in there.
Yes, yes, we do. And, you know, as you, in the beginning, you feed a lot of time today. Mm-hmm. So obviously your body will need more energy, in other words, more food. So, yeah, we've got different formulae, and as you drop the feeds and it gets less and less, we also, adjust your formula for the foods that you are taking in. So, we sort of with you the whole way and helping you through your breastfeeding as well.
Okay. And finally, you know, if one wants to join Wayless, I know you don't only have to join it to lose weight, but generally, if you want to join the Wayless, how do you go about joining the group?
Oh, it's very easy. You don't have to make an appointment or anything. We've got a call center in Durban, and they've got all the Wayless groups countrywide, you know, in front of them. So, if I can give you the number.
Yes, you do.
It's 086
011 00 551. Okay, got that.
And if you call in, you know, they've got all the groups. If you tell them where you are, they can give you exactly the venue and the group leader's number and so on, and you can just go to the group and you just complete your enrollment form and we take it from there.
Okay. And just with regards to your menu, can you, more or less, just give us a guideline as to what a pregnant woman should be having?
Yeah, as I said, you should be having food from all the food groups.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got your complex carbohydrates, which is your bread and cereals and starchy veggies and stuff. And then you've got your vegetables, which you can have quite a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your fruits, your protein, your milk, and your fat portions. So, it's difficult to really tell you over the phone and so on how much they can have, but they have the whole, the variety of food groups, and when they join, and depending on which stage of their pregnancy they are in, or even if it's not a pregnant lady, you know, we, what you call it is your formula. You know, we tell you what can you have out of each food group. And, you know, I must stress that you never have to be hungry. It's not a diet. It's really a healthy lifestyle. What I also like about Wiley's is that you can cook for your whole family that way. It's not, you know, if you're pregnant and you're tired, you don't feel like cooking for yourself separately. So what's very nice is, as I say, it's a healthy lifestyle, and that makes it possible for your whole family to eat with you. They're not going to control that their portions as you do, but they can eat the same food.
I think that's really important, you know, mentioning this, because what happens in some of the diets is that people tend to want to have to cook separately for themselves.
Yes.
And I think
yes.
that is the worst thing you can ask any person to do, you know, cook a little bit of this and cook a little bit of that. So if you cook and you cook for the whole family.
Yeah, that's true, you know, and I always tell them, you know, cook for the whole family, because a lot of people, when they come to Wiley's, they come from other diets and so on, and they immediately think they've got to prepare their food separately. But they don't have to, and, you know, I think that makes it so much easier in the first instance. In the second instance, your family also eats healthy. You know, but because you are eating healthy, you are eating your vegetables and your right amount of fats and so on, they also eat healthy.
Okay, and just finally, what message do you have to all our pregnant women out there during pregnancy awareness?
I want to tell them, really, you know, go to a Wiley's group that we can help you. As I say, I know the feeling. I've got three children, and, you know, I didn't know about Wiley's at that stage, so I gained more than I should have. And every time you keep that extra weight and you fall pregnant again, it's another 10 kilos or so, and in the end, you fit with that weight. So rather, you know, stick to eating healthily, not gaining too much weight. It will make it so much easier for you after the birth, you know, to get back to your original weight. Or to lose weight, even, because, as I say, when you're breastfeeding, you can lose. So after you have your baby, you know, we continue, we just don't leave you there. We continue with the breastfeeding formula. After you've breastfed and you stop that, we can further on continue and lose all the weight.
Most certainly. And it's the same with exercise. If you exercise throughout the pregnancy, you just continue after the pregnancy and you see the results much faster.
Exactly, yes. And we really recommend, as well as we really recommend exercise, because it's part of that healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. And yes, and basically that's what we need to encourage everybody out there to do, is to live a healthier life, to eat healthy and to live healthy.
Yes, I think that's very important these days, you know, with all the fast foods and stuff, you know, it worries you when you see how many overweight people are walking around, and you know that they, you know, it has an effect on their health. So I would say get your ideal weight and maintain it. That's also where Wiley's comes in. When you get to your ideal weight, we help you to stabilize it and we help you maintaining it afterwards.
And you're talking about, it's not only the you know, adults that we're talking about, it's our children out there that are actually suffering quite a bit now, and I think we need to really, really do something about that.
That's very true. Now, that's very true. You know, it's always, if a child comes in of 11 or 12 years old and they've got to lose 10 kilos or so, you can just think what that does to their health. And immediately also, they're not active. So because they're overweight, they're not active. So, I've seen children losing that weight and changing their life completely around, starting exercising and gaining self-confidence, because you know how cruel children can be to other children being overweight.
Yes, certainly. Well, thank you very, very much, Sunette, for talking to us. We certainly do appreciate it, and we do wish you all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank Thank you, Sina. It was nice talking to you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye. Well, that was it. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.